Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to St. Peter's on this fun Sunday morning when we celebrate confirmation. And I wore my confirmation shoes. So if you read German, you can read the little statement that says on the side. And it's translated, it means, "This is where I put my feet. This is where I put my foot down. This is where I stand." And I think that's a perfect statement for Confirmation Sunday, Confirmation Day, where this is where these young people are taking a stand and standing up for and kneeling down for what they believe and making public statements of their faith. So I got these shoes when we were in Germany. I bought them in Wittenberg at a street fair, so and with the Luther rose on them as well. So we have a special welcome to all of those friends and family that are here for confirmation with their teen. That's great to see you all here. Spark my world with these young people who are being confirmed today. They selected the music that we'll be singing today. So if you have your favorite song, know that this is their favorite songs too. So four teenagers and four main songs that they selected. So if you're really intrigued, try to figure out who picked which song. Please stand now and face the font as you are able. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the fountain of living water, the rock who gave us birth, our light, and our salvation.
Amen.
Joined to Christ in the waters of baptism, we are clothed with God's mercy and forgiveness. Let us give thanks for the gift of baptism. We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters, and by your word you created the world, calling forth life in which you took delight. Through the waters of the flood you delivered Noah and his family. Through the sea you led your people Israel from slavery into freedom. At the river your son was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit. By water and your word, you claim us as daughters and sons, making us heirs of your promise and servants of all. We praise you for the gift of water that sustains life. And above all, we praise you for the gift of new life in Jesus Christ. Shower us with your Spirit and renew our lives with your forgiveness, grace, and love. To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Amen.
Get The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, overflowing with mercy and compassion, you lead back to yourself all those who go astray. Preserve your people in your loving care, that we may reject what is contrary to you and may follow all things that sustain our life in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
You may be seated. Okay, we're going to play a game. We're going to play hide and seek, but we're going to play it a little different. You know how to play hide and seek?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you know how to play. Okay, so this is how we're going to play it today. This is what is it. My book is it. So first of all, I'm going to hide it. And now, gather around. Come on around this way. Because I hid it, and now we're going to wait till it finds us. And the first thing we do, we start counting. We're going to count to five. One, two, three, four, five. We're waiting for my book to come and find us. Since we hid it, we hid the book. And it's supposed to come and find us. And so what does that mean?
Can we actually play hide and seek?
Not right now. It can't move. It can't come. So here's...
Magic.
Could make it move if it was magic. It's not magic, though. It's just an ordinary book. So it can't move. So the reason this would not be a very fun game of hide and seek, would it? If we just had to sit here and wait for that book to come and find us, we would be waiting a long time, wouldn't we? Because it's... All right. Well, if you have...
Books don't even have...
No. Okay. You saw where it was. Okay, bring it here. You found it! So this is an example of God's grace. We're like the book... That without God loving us, God loves us and does it. We don't do anything to get God's love. God just gives us the love. God just pours out God's love on us. We don't have to do anything. We just receive it. We have so much of God's love coming in, making us His beloved children. God loves us from the tip of our toes to the top of our head. Every one of us, all of us, each one of us. So now when you go to Sunday school, you will hear a story about something getting lost and then getting found again. And it's a story about how much God loves us. So you go off and hear a new story. Okay. Maybe you can at Sunday school.
First reading is from Exodus. The Lord said to Moses, "Go down at once. Your people whom you brought up out of the land of Egypt have acted perversely. They have been quick to turn aside from the way that I commanded them. They have cast for themselves an image of a calf and have worshipped it and sacrificed to it and said, 'These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt.' The Lord said to Moses, 'I have seen this people, how stiff-necked they are. Now let me alone so that my wrath may burn hot against them and I may consume them, and of you I will make a great nation.' But Moses implored the Lord his God and said, 'O Lord, why does your wrath burn hot against your people, whom you brought out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? Why should the Egyptians say it was with evil intent that he brought them out to kill them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth? Turn from your fierce wrath. Change your mind and do not bring disaster on your people. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servants, how you swore to them by your own self, saying to them, I will multiply your descendants like the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have promised I will give to your descendants, and they shall inherit it forever. And the Lord changed his mind about the disaster that he planned to bring on his people. Word of God, word of life. Let us pray Psalm 51 responsibly. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. In your great compassion, blot out my offenses.
Wash me through and through from my wickedness, and cleanse me from my sin.
For I know my offenses, and my sin is ever before me. Indeed, I was born steeped in wickedness, a sinner from my mother's womb. Remove my sins with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be purer than snow. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all of my wickedness.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The second reading is from 1 Timothy. I am grateful to Christ Jesus our Lord, who has strengthened me, because he judged me faithful and appointed me to his service, even though I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and a man of violence. But I received mercy because I had acted ignorantly in unbelief, and the grace of our Lord overflowed for me with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. The saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. But for that very reason I received mercy, so that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display the utmost patience, making me an example to those who would come to believe in him for eternal life. To the King of the ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Word of God, word of life.
Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to Jesus, and the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. Which of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that one that is lost until he finds it? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Just so I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Well, it seems to me that we are always looking for something. Where's my phone? Where are my keys? I'm looking for a new place to live, or a new idea, or a job promotion, or an answer to prayer. We're always looking. The gospel reading for today includes two of Jesus' stories about looking for something. Searching for what is lost. He tells about a lost coin and a lost sheep. But it's not about the things that we search for. It's also about answers that we're looking for. Answers like, why do bad things happen in our world? How might we find forgiveness in the midst of tragedy? What will our new normal look like after the death of a loved one? When might we find peace in our world? What should be our priority with illness or with recovery or disease or old age? We search for answers about God, about how to live out our life of faith. But if we only focus on the lost and the searching in this parable, we might miss what I think might just be the main point that Jesus is making. This is a story about joy. This is a story about calling other people to come to rejoice. It's more than the lost or the finding. It's more than the grumbling Pharisees and the scribes who were judging and finger-pointing. This is a story of joy and sharing that joy. Anytime a person is drawn back into a relationship with God, anytime a person does the right thing, or lives into their potential, or helps another person, or in so many other ways chooses right, that person is found. And it's joy, pure joy, God's joy. A joy that God wants to share. The Pharisees and the scribes don't get it. They don't realize that God has turned everything upside down. In God's kingdom, it is first of all about love more than rules. Joy rather than shame. Calm rather than anger. Assurance rather than fear. God is the actor in these parables. And by paying attention to what God is doing in this story, we get the true purpose of why Jesus is telling it. When we focus just on the lost thing, the sheep or the coin, we might miss the joyful character of these parables and then miss this teaching about the joyful character of God. We might also miss the fact that Jesus is telling that there's a lot more attention in this parable than on what was lost, the sheep or the coin. There is more attention on the one who was doing the searching, the shepherd or the woman, and those neighbors who are called in to celebrate the finding. These stories really aren't about a coin or a sheep. They're really about a shepherd who risks everything to go and look. And about a woman who sweeps all night long to find the lost. And it's about the party and about the neighbors. These stories are about a God who never gives up. Our God, who is always looking for God's lost ones, no matter how risky it might be or how long it might take, and then throwing a party to celebrate when the lost has been found. And think about in these parables, it's ordinary people who represent God. A shepherd who stands at the very bottom rung in social and economic ladder in the first century Palestine. And a woman who only has 10 coins to her name. Ordinary people with ordinary neighbors. Maybe this isn't just a metaphor for us to think about God. Maybe this is a reminder that God so often works through ordinary people to do extraordinary work, the work of finding the lost. Last Wednesday morning, I was across town at the pastor's meeting where I am on Wednesday mornings. And we always read the gospel for the coming Sunday and then listen to one of the pastor's sermons about that gospel or have conversation about it. So while I was across town talking about the lost and the searching, right here across the street on the cliffs, there was much searching and much seeking going on. A group of teenagers decided to ditch school in National City and came to the cliffs. Six kids jumped off into the ocean, and five of them climbed to safety. The police, the lifeguards, the fire and rescue department were all called, and they searched until the boy was found. They did not give up searching, even when they knew. They must have known that he had been under that murky water for way too long to have a joyful rescue. They had to know that this was not going to be joyful. But they did not give up. They kept looking. The lifeguards lined up on the cliff, on the rock, shoulder to shoulder, and dove in all at once. I think there were probably 8 or 10 of them. And they all lined up, and they dove in the water and came up and then repeated that, looking so that not one inch of that ocean floor would go untouched. All their training and that strong urge to save came into play. They were searching until they found. And although that search on Wednesday morning on the cliffs did not end in a joyous celebration, it ended in a successful finding. And the prayers that the rescuers were uttering and the classmates of that young boy who died, they all came true because they were praying, "Oh God, let him be found." The gospel, this parable, makes it clear that the shepherd is expending great energy to retrieve that lost sheep, traversing the craggy hillside of Palestine in search of the lost sheep was no easy task, particularly if the sheep had taken refuge in a cave where it might not have been plainly visible. And though the sheep could hear the shepherd call out, maybe if it had become too frightened, it was unable to get up and go to the shepherd. All it could do would be to bleat until the shepherd could find it. And then when the shepherd found the sheep, he hoists it up and sets it on his shoulders, hauling it all the way back home. It's not any small task to lug a 70-pound sheep over the rocky, hilly terrain, but he does so with great joy. Like those lifeguards who would not give up or would not slow down their search, like the woman who lights her lamp and sweeps every inch of the house This shepherd, too, has perseverance as he searches until it is found. And this is the nature of God. This is also an emphasis on the value of the lost thing. Now, we might be shocked, well, at least surprised, at the apparent recklessness of this shepherd, the shepherd that symbolizes God. He leaves the 99, and Scripture says, in the wilderness. He leaves the 99 sheep in the wilderness to go in search of just one lost sheep. That's how God is. God doesn't fit into our ordinary patterns of accounting. Each sheep is so valuable that the shepherd even rescues the well-being of the entire flock in order to find it. The concern over that one lost one is that important. I've heard it said in divine accounting, God counts by ones. And this is good news. God is eager and to be merciful to us. God is eager to have a reason, a chance to celebrate and to rejoice. And God never gives up. Today is the day that Jesus says to you and to me, join me at my table. Come and eat with me and celebrate. And we say, thanks be to God for this good news. This font and this table, this is the place where Jesus still welcomes the lost and the sinners, and he eats with us. Today we're thankful for these four teens in our congregation who are publicly affirming their baptism. We join them in saying again, yes, to God. Thank you, Ian and Maya. Thank you, Hannah and Sam. Thank you for being good examples. We heard their statements of faith in the last couple weeks, and they willingly, wink, wink, shared that with us all in this congregation. And we are very happy and very proud that you are such good examples to us, to the rest of your church family, in living out your faith. So keep up that good faith walk that you are starting, that you have started at your baptism, and continue today and through your life. Through the promises, the baptism, we find the grace of God, and we know ourselves to be the found, the saved, the beloved children of God. God has promised us blessings and hope and salvation, not because we're perfect, but because God loves us, each one of us, one by one. And we offer our imperfect selves in service to God and to our neighbor. And you'll hear these words in your affirmation of baptism: seeking peace, doing justice, living in hope. When our searching fails, when it fails to turn up what we seek, or when we find ourselves or others in deeper pain and in more need than we can handle, we remember that we have a God who through baptism has already found us and already found all that has been lost. Thanks be to God for this good news that we have a God who never gives up, who never stops searching for us, a God who says, all are welcome. Come, celebrate with me and with all who have been invited to this table. That is, all of the lost, the sinners, the seekers, the grieving, and even the righteous who see themselves so often as not needing what God has to offer, repentance and forgiveness unconditional love and welcome. All are welcome, including you. Amen. Dear friends, we give thanks to God for the gift of baptism and for Sam, Maya, Ian, and Hannah, one with us in the body of Christ, who affirm their baptism this day as a sign of their participation in the life of this community of faith and its mission in the world. Would the sponsors please come forward?
I present Hannah Zimmerman, who desires to make public affirmation of her baptism.
I present Maya Slaughter, who desires to make public affirmation of her.
I present Anna Bryant, who desires to make public affirmation of her baptism.
I present Ian Smart, who desires to make public affirmation of his baptism.
Let us pray. Merciful God, we thank you for these sisters and brother whom you have made your own by water and the word in baptism. You have called them to yourself. Enlighten them with the gifts of your spirit and nourish them in the community of faith. Uphold your servants in the gifts and promises of baptism and unite the hearts of all whom you have brought to new birth. We ask this in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Invite the candidates to come forward in the congregation to please stand. I ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, reject sin, and confess the faith of the church. Do you renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God?
I renounce.
Do you renounce the powers of this world that rebel against God? I renounce them. Do you renounce the ways of sin that draw you from God? I renounce them. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit,
the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
You have made a public profession of your faith. Do you intend to live, to continue in the covenant God made with you in holy baptism, to live among God's faithful people, to hear the word of God and to share in the Lord's Supper, to proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and deed, to serve all people following the example of Jesus, and to strive for justice and peace in all the earth? Maya?
I do, and I ask God to help and guide
me. Ian?
I do, and I ask God to help and guide me.
Sam?
I do, and I ask God to help and guide me.
Hannah?
I do, and I ask God to help and guide me.
People of God, do you promise to support these sisters and brother of yours and pray for them in their life in Christ?
We do, and we ask God to help and guide us.
The congregation can be seated and invite the parents to come forward. Parents and sponsors, come forward. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that through the water and the Holy Spirit you give us new birth to cleanse us from sin and raise us to eternal life. Stir up in Maya the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, now and forever.
Amen.
Stir up in Ian the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever.
Amen.
Stir up in Samantha the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever.
Amen.
stir up in Hannah the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen. Let us rejoice with these sisters and our brother in Christ. going to start goodbying, I'd like to ask the Blade family to come forward, please. There is a prayer of farewell and Godspeed. So this is your last Sunday, Ben. Your last Sunday to be at St. Peter's, but we have a special blessing for you. So would you put out your hands like this to receive the blessing? Eternal God, we thank you for Kara and Pete, for Beckett and Ben, and for our life together in this congregation and community. As they have been a blessing to us, so now send them forth to be a blessing to others through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Well, we have a little something so you don't forget us. It's a coffee mug that's actually a pair of mugs to go with this pair of mugs. Let's say hi to them. Thank you so much for being such a wonderful part of our community.